Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquenfra Ventiquattro. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to a brand new week, a brand new Monday. It is Monday. It is the 7th of February. Great to be with you this morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Keeping an eye on the time? Just after the hour of 6 o'clock, as we do. And I'll be here for the next 4 hours, so 10 o'clock. Let's take a look. A couple of things that are relevant, or a few things relevant to today's date, 7th of February, in the world of entertainment. 1940, the second full-length animated Walt Disney film has its world premiere at the Centre Theatre in Manhattan. You remember what that was? Probably not. I can't. Pinocchio. It's what it was. On this day in 1959, Buddy Holly's funeral was held at Lubbock in Texas. And This Is Tom Jones premiered on ABC TV in 1969. Of course, we seem to be going in 10-year increments, don't we? And this is 1979. Stephen Stills becomes the first rock performer to record on digital equipment. This is in Los Angeles Record Plant Studio.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I know you wanna go. It's a good life.
Here we go, all sort of organized now, I think. Going back to 1988 with that one little bit of 1980s techno there, Good Life by the American electronic music group In a City. Featuring, by the way, the vocals on that by Paris Gray, and it was released as the second single off of their debut album, which was called Paradise, and is written and produced by Kevin Sanderson. Starting us off this morning, right on time, that was the Italian dance group Black Box, released as a single, 1989, as I said. It was included on their debut album, which was called Dreamland. And that's it, that's how we started this morning's program. How shall we continue, I ask myself. We're going to tune in. But turn on first, then tune in. Why not? Cool FM.
Turn on. Some people been driving too fast. Your mind that you've gone beyond a reasonable doubt.
You're thinking of copping out, please don't do it before 10 o'clock, or at least stay with us for as long as you possibly can this morning. It is a Monday morning, as I mentioned. It is Monday, the 7th of February. Yes, the first week has gone already. What we got lined up for you this morning, it is a Monday. It's a Music Monday today. We're going to be checking in, of course, with our intrepid outdoor reporter later on this morning, Ingrid, for an everyday story of country folk. And also Yasmin, be chatting with Yasmin, see how she was doing over the weekend and what's happening in the world of social media, I guess, as well. Not to mention, and no doubt she'll have a couple of tracks for us of Born on This Day in Music. But as of right now, we're going to do this. Get you on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Get you all spruced up, smelling nice, especially if you're using the metro. Think of other people. Please. Oh, there we go. That's Kathy. Kathy Tripoli in the shower with you this morning. And everything changes. And time to get you out. Yes, here we go. Tut-tut. On your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. It is just after 19 minutes right now, after the hour of 6 o'clock. You listen to us on 89.3 Call FM. We're going to be taking a little rummage around the internet as well this morning, see what we can find to keep you occupied. Perhaps take a look at some of the tech news for today. Then we've got our usual bits and pieces. We'll look at some of the local headlines at 6.30, 7 o'clock, some international headlines. Very good. That's the brand new heavies and Never Stop. Keep you an eye on the time, 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I tell you what, just to remind you that there are plenty of ways you can contact us here on The Breakfast Show. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. And there's a sudden stop for you, isn't it? Shanice, and I love your smile. And she, by the way, is a singer, of course, songwriter, actress, and a dancer. And that track was released off of her 1991 album, which was called Inner Child. And it was the lead single from the album. The album's her second album, by the way. Features on saxophone, doing the saxophone solo there, Branford Marsalis, as well as laughter. Have you noticed a little bit of laughter in there? Janet Jackson and Renee Elizondo Jr. Sort of having a little bit of a giggle. And it was produced by Louis Bien Caniello, and vocals produced by narrator Michael Warden. There's a name to be reckoned with. We're going to stick another one in, then we're going to look at the local headlines.
Life was running past me, days and hours flew, like it had no color, just different shades of blue.
I heard about this love thing, but I still need to prove. Cause I believed in nothing till I believed in you. And I say, oh, 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 you left your fingerprints all over. Undercover without an alibi. You've done the perfect crime, girl. Now I wanna do the time. Cause I got no defense, but hell, I'm gonna walk the line. And I say, whoa, 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 whoa. You left your fingerprints all over. Fingerprints all over my soul, my soul. I thought you out, red handed, knee deep in my heart. When I was upside down, spinning round and round and round. I thought you out, red handed, knee deep in my heart. When I was upside down, spinning round and round and round in the dark. Act so sweet, but you're guilty as charged.
Shane Phelan there, and Knee Deep in My Heart. Breakfast Show time. Time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Absolutely. If you've got nothing better to do, might as well spend it with me. Why not? Let's take a look. This is some of the local news headlines. We're going to be looking at this, of course, in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. The Ministry of Health detailed that the epidemiological report for this Sunday reflects that in the last 24 hours there were 17 new deaths due to the new coronavirus. In addition, the entity notified this Sunday three deaths from previous dates as well. Cumulative total now, the number of deaths, 7,844. The lethality rate is at 1.1%. According to the Ministry of Health in Panama, there are 2,345 new positive cases detected on Sunday, while in the last 24 hours, 11,078 tests were applied to detect those infected, a positivity of 21.1%. According to the report, active cases in the country total 41,091. While there are currently 40,418 in home isolation, this is divided into 40,256 actually in their residences, 162 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 673 hospitalized patients, of whom there are 592 in the wards, 81 in the intensive care units throughout the country. Over time, the electoral criminal jurisdiction has been deformed to the point of becoming a shell of impunity behind which politicians and criminals involved in high-profile cases hide behind. This is part of the approach which was made by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIEP, in the text of the Chamber of Opinions on Sunday. As far as the CCIEP is concerned, the use of this policy has been abused, invoking the electoral code that stipulates that this guarantee applies both to general elections and to internal or primaries of political parties. Likewise, the CCIEP, one of the main organisations of the private sector, reiterated that the electoral criminal jurisdiction must be eliminated since societies are called to evolve with the times. We cannot justify its existence due to the ghosts of the past. Panamanian singer-songwriter Ruben Blades announced that he will not register as an independent presidential candidate. This is ahead of the general elections in May of 2024. Doing so would compete with the chance of victory for the new Otro Camino party, and that would weaken their candidate, he said in a text that he published on his website, rubenblades.com, entitled About Panama and the 2024 Election. In fact, in Blades' opinion, all of us independents should close ranks around a single presidential candidate in 2024, whoever is designated. The National Police reported that some 180 people nationwide were apprehended in the last 24 hours for various crimes in the so-called Operation Genesis 2022. Of that figure, 82 arrests were for oficio, 73 for administrative offences, and 20 for flagrante delicto, and 5 for micro-trafficking. With a portfolio of 700,000 clients, the energy distribution company Naturgy, which has some 10 consecutive days now with problems in electronic billing services, including online banking. Through a press release, it was reported that for customers who invoice expired during the period of the incident in the collection system, that's from the 28th of January to the 6th of February, they have extended the payment date until the 18th of February, with the respective suspension of interest charges for late payment during this same period. Technical personnel of the National Aqueduct and Sewer Institute, IDAN, carried out on Sunday the extraction of the affected engine at the Frederico Guardia Conte water treatment plant in Chalibre to proceed with the proper repairs. And it is that last night it was reported that a lubricant leak was detected in the shaft of the new engine when it was put into operation. Due to this, the Frederico Guardia Conte water treatment plant is continuing to operate at 90% of its capacity for the next 72 hours. The Peruvian Salvador Ruiz prevailed in the men's sector of the Ironman 70.3 Panama, which took place on the Amador Causeway and the coastal strip. Ruiz recorded a cumulative time of 4 hours, 12 minutes and 27 seconds. The Peruvian was escorted by Martin Gallardo from Argentina, who placed second, while Ecuadorian Gabriel Terán was third. In the women's category, Frenchwoman Lia Riccoboni, representing the Isthmus, won first place with 4 hours, 33 minutes and 19 seconds. After Riccoboni, the Venezuelan Williana Rojas, also for Panama, and the Venezuelan Daniela Arujo reached the finish line. Also Panamanian Cristina Mata came fifth. I tell you what, congratulations to them. Where's me? I'm just reading it. So anyway, that's it. That's some of the local news for you this morning. Looking at that, more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock. 7 o'clock, as I said, local international news headlines, 7:30 international business headlines. In between the two, the weather. This is Cher on this morning's programme, and this is called Runaway. 21 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Nobody gives you gifts. 'Cause a heart can always be broken. There can be no loving without tears. Run away.
Yeah.
Depeche Mode and Behind the Wheel, and before that was Cher and Runaway. Breakfast show time, 13 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and I was just taking, I said I would take a look, see what's happening in the world of technology, and of course Spotify are having a bit of a rough time at the moment. They've sort of quietly removed 110 episodes of Joe Rogan's podcast. This sort of comes, of course, between a controversy over COVID-19 misinformation that led to multiple artists removing their music from the platform. Though it's unclear whether the episodes are linked to the ongoing controversy. The removed episodes appear to date from before the pandemic. Many feature right-wing commentators on conspiracy theorists, including Alex Jones, while others feature left-wing commentators and comedians like Amy Schumer. That same day, Rogan posted a video to Instagram apologizing for using a racial slur on his podcast, calling it the most regretful and shameful thing he's ever had to discuss publicly, while also stating the clips were taken out of context. His apology came after artist India Ari, who is leaving Spotify over his use of the word, posted a montage of him saying the slur 24 times. Ari joins now a growing list of artists who have parted ways with Spotify, including Joni Mitchell, David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash, all of whom followed Neil Young's lead in leaving. There we go. 11 before 7. This is the Daz Band, and this is called Let It Blow.
Let it all.
there goes the dance band and Let It Flow. I was just rummaging, as I said, around the internet and looking at some of the tech stories for today. I mean, if the metaverse isn't bad enough on its own, trying to get your head around that, you never guess what's coming next. Well, you might do. It says here, Meta. Of course, this is I guess Facebook's Meta. That's the company name now, is it? Meta wants to stop virtual groping. Yes, believe it or not, a virtual groping by putting 4-foot safety bubbles around avatars. Well, they should be doing that for the coronavirus, shouldn't they? I mean, you shouldn't get that close. Well, this is in response, apparently, to reports of virtual sexual harassment in its metaverse. Meta has launched a new feature dubbed Personal Boundary, which will limit how close avatars can get to each other. I find this really funny, really. I mean, we have enough problems in the real world without having to worry about that. You know, social distancing for your avatars. It's 7 before 7, by the way.
Jerry D.
Wonderful world, beautiful people. And that's bringing us up towards the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
And don't forget that they'll be opening their gates there at Valet Motors and in half an hour's time at 7:30. This morning. We are going to take a look at some of the international news for today, just taking a little rummage. US President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will underscore their unity in opposing any Russian aggression against Ukraine when they meet at the White House on Monday. This is amid US warnings that a Russian invasion could happen in days or weeks. Scholz, under fire at home and abroad for showing insufficient leadership in the crisis, struck a more forcible tone before his departure, telling broadcaster ARD in an interview that he was open to deploying more troops to Lithuania to bolster NATO's eastern flank. Russia expects no decisive breakthrough from Monday's talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, but expects that Macron will propose ways to ease tensions in Europe, the Kremlin has said. The Ukraine crisis is set to dominate the talks, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told a briefing. The European Union on Monday demanded punishment for perpetrators of torture in Uganda after images of a recently detained author circulated in domestic media showing marks on his body. This was eliciting public outrage. Iran said on Monday that Washington had to make a political decision regarding lifting sanctions on the Islamic Republic as Tehran's demand for their full removal to revive a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers was non-negotiable. Israel's minister in charge of police said on Monday that he was setting up a state commission of inquiry after a newspaper said the force had illicitly used spyware against confidants of ex-Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other public figures. Pegasus, a cell phone hacking tool made by Israel's NSO group, was used to fish for intelligence. This was even before an investigation had been opened against the targets and without judicial warrants, Kalalasist Daily said in an unsourced report. Hong Kong reported a record 614 new COVID-19 cases on Monday. Health authorities have said this is in the biggest test yet for the city's zero COVID strategy as it grapples to contain a growing outbreak. The global financial hub, which is following mainland China's strategy of suppressing all coronavirus outbreaks as soon as possible, has seen cases soar since January, with over 2,000 infections compared to just 2 in December. Thailand will have talks on bilateral travel bubble arrangements with China and Malaysia after this month, an official said on Monday. This is as part of efforts to bolster a steady recovery in its crucial tourism sector. Australia said on Monday that it will reopen its borders to vaccinated travellers this month, ending 2 years of misery for the tourism sector, reviving immigration and injecting billions of dollars into the world's number 13 economy. And in Ottawa, Mayor Jim Watson on Sunday declared a state of emergency to help deal with an unprecedented 10-day occupation by protesting truckers that has shut down much of the core of the Canadian capital. If you want more information on those stories, you can pop along. Always pop along to Reuters.com, and there you'll find more information. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're almost exactly 4.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
When I'm underneath the bright lights, when I'm trying to have a good time, cause I'm good now, you ain't mine. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up when you're looking at my photos, getting hot, losing control. You want me more, now I let go. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good, now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. I'm not sticking out. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk.
so don't call me up. Cause I'm here looking fine, babe, and I got eyes looking my way, and everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man, I should've listened to the back then, and now you're trying to hit me up again. Nah, 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 I'm over. Don't call me up. I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us. Try to leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Now I'm not together. Take me up on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up. Don't call me up. I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us. Try to leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Now I'm not together. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up.
All right, don't call her up. That's Mabel. That's what she's saying. Don't call me up. Before that was Bruno Mars and 24K Magic. And just to take a look at, by the way, it's almost 11 and a half minutes after 7, if you're keeping an eye on the time. Just looking at some of the things relevant to today in the world of entertainment. If we go back to the year 1986, on this day, which is the 7th of February, if you haven't checked yet, the Rolling Stones shot the video for Harlem Shuffle in New York. there they go, the Rolling Stones there, and Harlem Shuffle made the video in New York on this day, back in the year 1986. Time on the Breakfast Show, time for us to take a look and see what's happening with the weather for today, this Monday morning, 7th of February. And we're going to start, as we do, looking at the conditions over there in Costa Arriba, in the province of Colón. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature for today, with a minimum of 23 degrees. 38 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation today, so it's going to feel quite warm over there. The relative humidity as well for this time of the year seems rather high, but of course on that side they do get more rain over there, you know, on that side of the isthmus. And we're looking at it being partially cloudy during the course of this morning and this afternoon and tonight as well. Moving over to West Panama, and we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, which is not too bad, with 67% relative humidity, which is nice. We're looking at, for this morning, partially cloudy. Chance, though, this afternoon of some isolated showers in West Panama. And it'll be back to being partially cloudy to tonight. Moving along the coast a bit to us here in the metropolitan region, 32 degrees Celsius. That's going to be the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees is the thermal sensation, 68%. Relative humidity. Cloudy or partially cloudy during the course of this morning, partially cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight as well. Moving that little bit further out into the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius with the being the maximum temperature for today, 23 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation for today. Their relative humidity up at 70%, which isn't that much, but of course they are out there surrounded by all that water. And for those of you that are watching coming in and out over the weekend to the little island here over there, was it Ocean Reef, all their nice big yachts, I'm free, by the way, any weekend. Just to come and make sure your yacht is okay and it's working fine. Just to let you know. Panama's in the Gulf, as I say. 70% relative humidity, so a little up a little bit there. Talking about boats, let's look at the maritime conditions for this Monday. We're going to start with the tides, as we do, starting on the Pacific coast. Low tide was at 2:03 this morning, 0.3 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 8:15. 4.18 metres. Low tide again, 2:20 in the afternoon, 0.49 of a metre. High tide, the last one, 8:26 tonight, 4.33 metres. On the Caribbean, we have the high tide. That was at 6:25 this morning. That was 0.27 of a metre. Low tide, that will be at 1:21 in the afternoon. That's going to be flat at zero. High tide again, 6:24 in the afternoon or the evening, and it'll be 0.12 of a metre. And the last low tide, that's going to be 11:47 tonight, making way up to midnight, and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. Alright, so there you are. There's your tides for today. Now, actual maritime conditions, if you're thinking of going out onto the water today, firstly, please, if you're going out in a small boat, a panga, or, you know, do make sure you've got a life jacket on. If you're going out in a bigger boat, make sure you know where the life jackets are. Listen to any safety instructions given to you by the crew. All right, very important. We're going to start looking at the Caribbean coast for this morning. Conditions are good. We have a green flag, no warnings for you. 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest. Waves will be at 3 feet during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, we have got good conditions continuing, no change really. 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds north-northwest in the afternoon with 3-foot waves. So they are pretty stable, pretty static today, which is a good sign. 10 to 25 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north this morning on the Pacific coast, alright, along the Pacific Way, so just at 1 foot. So 10-25 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, 1 foot waves. In the afternoon, we do have a small craft advisory for you. That's no doubt because the winds are picking up. They're picking up to 20 to 35 kilometres an hour, and they're coming in from the north-northeast in the afternoon. And the waves, well, they're going to increase as well. They're going to go up by a foot. So there we are. There's your weather for this morning. Black, and that was called Searching. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just a few seconds away from 24 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Don't forget, probably in about an hour's time, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, see what's happening in everyday story of country folk. And also, later on today, check in with Yasmin, probably a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music. And, after our next piece of music, we'll take a look at some of the international business headlines for this morning. 8 and 9 o'clock, don't forget, we'll take a look at our news, our local news, some of the topics in that as well. Oh, busy morning. Right, now I tell you what, I started watching a series over the weekend on Netflix, and it's called The Stranger, and it's very good. But one thing that sort of struck me, you know, they sort of the parents, you know, the father got in the car with the kids and driving them off to school or wherever, and he had the radio blasting, and you know what, the kids said, "Dad, Dad, turn that crap off." Come on, they were playing this. I mean, that's sacrilege, for heaven's sake. Well, you kids on your way to school? No, you're not going to school, are you? Never mind.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I'm getting nowhere. I'm just living a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Can you tell anybody to turn that off, for heaven's sake? The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Breakfast show time, 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I tell you what, a couple of things just to remind you. But we're going to take our little break, and then we're also going to be looking in a few minutes' time at some of the international business news for today.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3. Con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it,
You'll sell it.
Mm, absolutely. And I tell you what, you could be looking today, for instance, in Encuentra 24 exclusive offers. You could rent a three-bedroom, three-bathroom apartment in Canasquilla for only $850, or buy a three-bedroom and three-parking apartment in Marbella for $255,000. That's a gift. If you publish it in Encuentra 24, don't forget, you'll sell it, and you'll sell it first. And the other thing I always want to remind you about is that construction, so important to us here in Panama, isn't it? And if you're in the world of construction and you want to build something and you want to make concrete decisions, have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built, because building is the engine that moves them. So yeah, Cementos Progreso. And do have a word with them, and let them point you in the right direction. Oh, I tell you what, here's something to tell you about. Participate. Why don't you put this is from Cool FM. Why don't you participate to be our announcer for a day? And now you can drop us a line on WhatsApp on 6301-2810. 6301-2810. And tell us why you would like to be an announcer for a day, our announcer for the day. And using your best voice, send us an audio saying, "Happy World Radio Day." Oh, there we go. Let's celebrate the history and reliability of radio together in February, World Radio Month. For more information, visit, of course, coolfm.com, coolfmpanama.com, all right? coolfmpanama.com, that's the website. If you go there, you can listen to us live as well. We're on there right now. So there we go. Announcer for the day. I wonder if I get a day off. They have an announcer today. Well, I could do that, couldn't I? So there we go. Always plenty happening here in Panama. How about that? Yeah, I didn't know they were going to do that. By the way, my name?
He's Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. Tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's Cherry with a G.
There we go. Big thanks to Lubo for that one. We got our money's worth out of that one, didn't we, Lubo? Especially considering he did it for us for free. That was great of him. Let's look at some of the business headlines for today. Global stocks and the dollar steadied on Monday. This was after unexpectedly strong U.S. jobs data soothed concerns about the global economy, though diplomatic tensions remained a worry as the White House warned Russia could invade Ukraine any day. The January payrolls report on Friday showed annual growth in average hourly earnings climbed to 5.7% from 4.9%, while payrolls prior months were revised by 709,000 to radically change the trend in hiring. So oh, there we go. It's interesting. Well, payrolls for prior months were revised. Liquidity in U.S. stocks has fallen to levels that last seen during the COVID-19 sell-off 2 years ago, adding to volatility in an already nervous market. Market liquidity, or how easily investors can buy or sell a security without affecting its price, has been on a downward spiral for years. In recent weeks, however, traders have been whipshawed into by massive moves. There's a new word for me. Whipsawed, yes. I must look that one up. Toshiba Corporation said it now aims to break up into two companies instead of three, while also unveiling a big boost to planned shareholder returns in an effort to appease angry investors. Asian investors can now buy and sell U.S. stocks during Korean business hours in real time through a partnership between Samsung Securities and U.S.-based off-exchange trading venue operator Blue Ocean Technologies. the companies that said on Monday. Now, this is the first time in the history of U.S. markets where Asia-Pacific investors and Korean investors are going to have the ability to trade U.S. stocks before U.S. investors, said Brian Hindman, president of Blue Ocean. Rapid action is needed to update how cross-border financial services are scrutinized and consumers protected as the sector becomes digitalized, with big tech playing an increased role. European Union regulators said on Monday, people are using smartphones to buy and sell shares, move money around bank accounts and make payments, a trend accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, leaving regulators playing catch-up. Italian luxury group Dolce & Gabbana has set up a new company to directly manage the development, production and sale of its perfumes and cosmetics. Chief Executive Alfonso Dolce said on Monday. The move to bring in-house a multi-million business, which is key for many fashion houses but often managed through licensing, and is a first by the Italian luxury group. United States officials called on Monday for concrete action from China to make good on its commitment to purchase $200 billion in additional U.S. goods and services in 2020 and 2021. This was under the Phase 1 trade deal signed by former President Donald Trump. The officials said Washington was losing patience with Beijing, which had not shown real signs in recent months that it would close the gap in the two-year purchase commitments that expired at the end of 2021. China's central bank has imposed a 22.37 million yuan, which is around about $3.52 million fine, on MyBank, the online bank backed by China's Ant Group, for violations including breaching rules on credit scores and credit scoring management and transacting with unidentified clients. MyBank was also warned and fined for failing to follow the central bank's Know Your Customer requirements and instructions to report suspicious transactions. The Hangzhou branch of the People's Bank of China said in a penalty decision dated the 29th of January. Swedish price comparison firm Price Runner said on Monday it is suing Alphabet-owned Google for about €2.1 billion. That's around about $2.4 billion. The latest firm to take legal action, alleging the search giant manipulates search results. Google, in November, lost an appeal against the €2.42 billion fine it received in 2017, which found using its own price comparison shopping service gave the company an unfair advantage over smaller European rivals. Chief Executive Officer Daniel Ek said on Sunday that he strongly condemns racial slurs and other comments made by popular U.S. podcaster Joe Rogan, but will not be removing him from the platform. This is Spotify. Ek's comments, sent in a letter to staff seen by Reuters, come on the heels of Rogan issuing an apology for the second time in a week, the latest for using racial slurs after a montage video surfaced showing him repeatedly using the N-word. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of those things that are relevant to the business world on this Monday morning. Keeping an eye on the time, 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. There he goes, off into the distance there, Michael Jackson, and The Way You Make Me Feel. Good morning to, let me say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and early this morning. Also, good morning to Renee. And she sent me a little thing. It says, new word to me too. She sent me the definition for whipsaw. And it's a North American verb. It says past tense, whipsawed, past particle, whipsawed. Cut with a whipsaw, he was whipsawing lumber. I guess there's such a thing as a whipsaw. Informal, subject of two difficult situations or opposing pressures at the same time. The army has been whipsawed by a shrinking budget and a growing pool of recruits. Informal, compelled to do something. There we go. Thank you very much for that, Renee. Heard of the tool, but not the verb. I've not even heard of the tool. I've heard of a thing when you get hit in the back by a car. It's called whiplash. Thank you very much for that. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way up to 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, if you're making your way into to work this morning. And just going back, looking at some of the things relevant to today's date, 7th of February, in the world of entertainment. If you want to go back to the year 1979, The Clash kicked off their first American tour at the Barclay Community Theatre outside of San Francisco, and I bet they played this one. This is of the Clash, and this is Brand New Cadillac. There we go, there's The Clash and a Brand New Cadillac. I wonder what colour it was. answer to that question. The Cadillac was obviously pink, according to Natalie Cole, at any rate. The other way is up. That's Yaz together with the Plastic Population. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 6 minutes away from the top of the hour, so taking my a little rummage around the internet as we do. Looking at some of the things to do with the world of technology today. And Facebook, of course, they just had an unprecedented slump. And it had apparently some employees panicking. It says, while the company's historic stock fall last week spooked investors and some newer workers, more experienced staffers are expecting a rebound and an opportunity for bigger equity awards. See, so every cloud has a silver lining. Here's a lovely track, takes us to the top of the hour from Annie Lennox. It's called Honesty. Turns upon itself.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es otra. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/dbo.
When I first Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, love is walk or camp road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go, I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
First one came from Barry White, and Never Thought I'd Fall in Love with You. The lines which he sang over and over again on that particular track. This one, one of my favourite artists right now, Joy Crooks and London Mine. Listening to all those places out there, a little bit of homesickness creeping in, I think. This is Jose Feliciano. Behind this guitar. 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on The Breakfast Show.
I love the towns, I love the crowds, love the way my life's turned out, the way it has. I get to sing and chase my dreams, like they say with all good things, their strings attached. Don't get me wrong, my life's a song. You know me, I belong, girl, where you are. But from time to time it feels like I'm trapped, somehow stuck behind this guitar. Behind this guitar. Just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar. Just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. When I was a kid and the other kids were doing what most kids did, well, there I was. Sitting on the edge of my twin bed, peeking till my fingers bled and it got in my blood. say I didn't fish or play, goof around and act my age, and be home at nine. But from the age of nine till right here tonight, you might say I pretty much grew up behind this guitar. Behind this guitar. Just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar. Just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. I'd get this far. Well, I've always said that I've been blessed. Why me is anybody's guess? Well, I don't know. But I'm well aware that the man upstairs could have answered any other's prayers and let mine go. But thanks to him, my family and friends, those who got me where I am, you know who you are. But with that in mind, the truth is I'm not the only one behind this guitar.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Ooh, it's Monday morning. We missed the breezes last night. For some reason, the winds didn't come last night, but they did. They decided to come this morning about 4:30 in the morning. They started to breezy, breezy, blowy, blowy. And the sun is popping out over that hill. Oh, it's going to be blinding. I'm going to have to, I have too much clothing on. I'm going to have to get down to shorts and a t-shirt. These long pants, long sleeves are just not going to cut it in this weather. It's getting too nice. Kitty cat's outside having a good time. Grass is growing. Watered it all up. Had a wonderful weekend. Somebody, some neighbor had a huge party. I don't mean little. I mean, there's a football field over near us, and they had used that and filled it full of cars, valet parking. The music was so loud, I'm like at least, you know, three, four blocks away. I could hear every word of every song. It was so clear and so loud till about 4 in the morning. I guess the police didn't go by and check on them. That's too bad, because I thought maybe they would. And if they did, they might possibly stop what needed to be stopped. But it didn't. Anyways, just checking in with you guys. You guys keep washing your hands. I'm going to be doing a little traveling next week, so I'm looking forward to spending some time back in the States. Mom and Dad need a little attention, so I'm going to go up there and pay them a little attention. All right, you keep washing those hands. You guys be safe. Ha! And I'll be talking to you. God willing. All right, back to you in the studio.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue
sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. Summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Run like a circle in the sky, like a wheel within a wheel. Never ending, no beginning, a never spinning wheel. Like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping every minute of its days. And the world is like an apple, whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windows of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drums just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and a fragment of a song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom
And there we go, the first of those two, Frank Sinatra, of course, and Summer Wind. You never know what you're going to get on this program, do you? And then the next track, I always find that track very haunting. It's Windmills of Your Mind. Now, originally, a song with music by French composer Michel Legrand and English lyrics written by Americans Alan and Marilyn Bergman. The French lyrics under the title Les Moulins de Mon Coeur were written by Eddie Marnay. Now, the song with the English lyrics was introduced in the film, you might have heard it before, The Thomas Crown Affair, in 1968, and it won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. In 2004, Windmills of Your Mind was ranked 57 on the API's 100 Years, 100 Songs survey of top songs in American cinema. A cover by Sting, that was used in the 1999 remake of The Thomas Crown Affair. But that version that we just played was by Dusty Springfield. The story goes like this. Jerry Rexler, who was president of Atlantic Records at the time, heard The Windmills of Your Mind on the soundtrack of The Thomas Crown Affair and championed having Dusty Springfield, the version we just played, record the song for her debut Atlantic album called Dusty in Memphis. And she always said that she hated it because she couldn't identify with the words. During the first sessions of the track at American Sound Studio in Memphis, problems with getting the proper chords down arose, and Dusty Springfield's suggestion, the song was arranged so the first three verses of the song were sung at a slower tempo than the original film version. Well, in April of 1969, a third A-side release from Dusty in Memphis, that was the album, was announced as I Don't Want to Hear It Anymore, with The Windmills of Your Mind as the B-side. However, Rexler was prepared to promote Windmills as the A-side if it won the Oscar for Best Song. Well, reportedly instructing mailroom clerks at Atlantic Records in New York City's headquarters to listen to the Academy Awards broadcast the night of the 14th of April in 1969. Well, hearing the Windmills announced as the Best Song winner was the clerk's cue to drive a station wagon loaded with 2,500 copies of a double-sided promo single of Dusty's version, identified on the label as Academy Award winner, to the New York General Post Office, where the copies of the single were mailed out to key radio stations across the United States. Although his Hot 100 debut was not affected until the 5th of May of 69, issue of Billboard, and then with a number 99 ranking, Springfield's The Windmills made a rapid ascent to the top 40, being ranked at number 40 on the Hot 100 dated on the 24th of May 69, only to stall over the subsequent 3 weeks, peaking at 31 on the Hot 100 dated 14th of June in 69. Brilliant. Love it, that song. Dusty Springfield's bringing you a bit of a story. We like a bit of a story, don't we? Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wishes everybody an absolutely wonderful Monday. Asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning from Toto. And this is it. Hold the Line.
Not in the way that you stayed too.
That's it. There is the Toto and Hold the Line. And that was off of their 1978 album, if I remember rightly. It was their eponymous debut studio album, written by the band's keyboardist, David Page. The lead vocals on the song performed by Bobby Kimball, who's been actually in our studio here in The Breakfast Show. Hold the Line was released as the band's debut single and lead single from the album, and that was in October of 78. It became a huge hit for the band, reaching number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 14 on the UK singles chart. Two in a row for you here on The Breakfast Show. Bob Dylan is our first one, Like a Rolling Stone.
You dress so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your neck. You know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize not selling any alibis as you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Thank you.
better take your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. Complete unknown.
There we go, yes, two in a row. And we started off, of course, with Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Following on, of course, them, the Rolling Stones themselves there, and Last Time. Talking of time, we are 8 minutes away from the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, and talking of Bob Dylan, another song that Bob Dylan wrote was Knocking on Heaven's Door, and it was written for the soundtrack of the 1970 movie called Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. Released the single 2 months after the film's premiere, became a worldwide hit, reaching number 10 in several countries. Song became one of Dylan's most popular and most covered post-1960s compositions, spawning covers from the likes of Guns N' Roses.
We'll be right back.
Morris. Yeah, that track has been covered by many, 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 many people, isn't it? Knocking on Heaven's Door. And that is, of course, a Bob Dylan song. And that was, to say, going back 1973. And great, but say, covered by many people, but that one in particular by Guns N' Roses. Right, that's it. That's brought us, we're just making our way up to towards the top of the hour, so I think it's about time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And just remember, something to remind you about, if you are in a business where you make things, don't forget everything you make is, well, dependent on the quality of the products you use. That goes for construction as well. If you're in the construction business, you're going to have great cement. And the people to speak to, Cementos Progresso, because they're the builders of the present and of tomorrow, and because building is the force that moves them, all right? So bear that in mind. Progresso Cementos. Well, there we go. Now, time on the Breakfast Show, 12 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And still to come, we're going to check in and see what Yasmin's been up to over the weekend. And it's Monday, might be supermarket day. We'll find out. It's all exciting, is it? Also, probably a couple of tracks from this day, Born on This Day in Music. But right now, this is Bastille. It's called Laura Palmer.
To the ground and matters of the heart. The knife was all you had. You ran into the night from all you had. Found yourself a path upon the ground. You ran into the night, you can't be found. But this is your heart. Can you feel it?
That's it, Bastille, and it's called Laura Palmer. And when I was sort of rummaging around, I came across another piece of music with Laura in the title. And it's from Johnny Hallyday. If you like French songs, you're going to love this one. It's just called Laura.
Il y a tant de phrases qu'on dit que je ne te dirai pas. Oui, Laura, j'aurais tant à apprendre de toi. Tous ces mots tendres qu'on sait, moi je ne les sais pas. J'ai poussé comme on respire, sans abri ni foi ni loi. Ce qui m'a fait vivre était à moi. Et des caresses et des sourires, j'ai souvent passé mon tour. Je n'ai jamais appris tant d'amour. Oh, 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 Laura, le temps passé me remplit de toi. J'avais besoin de personne et tant de place pour toi. Oh, 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 Laura, es-tu rien du tout, mais tant pour moi. Tous ces conseils qu'on donne, tu ne les entendras pas. J'ai dépensé tant de force pour les empires en papier.
Track from Johnny Hallyday there. Breakfast Show time, keeping on the time, just after 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music from Stevie Nicks, and then we'll check in and see what's happening with Yasmin, see what's been born on this day in music as well.
Unless he was the highway man, the one that comes and goes.
Stevie Nicks and the Highwayman. Lovely track. Stevie Nicks. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping on the time, we're just after 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Let's just take a wander down the corridor, shall we? See if Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Yasmin.
Happy Monday.
Yes, you always say that, don't you? Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Every day.
Every day. Happy Monday every day. how's your Monday so far then?
Oh, very good.
How was your weekend?
Well, we went on Saturday to Pacific Center.
Oh, yeah.
They had a book night. Harry Potter book night. That was very nice.
Oh, that's good. Pacific Center. They're really sort of coming on strong, aren't they, over there?
Mm-hmm.
Doing quite well.
Yes.
And because you know, because it's another suburb. It's a bit. It's not so much a mall, is it? It's because we've got some, it's got lots of stuff there. It's not got overly many shops, but of course it's got the theatres, it's got the movies. It has got some great shops.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a very bit strange. They've got a very big what's it, Alice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah.
Which is strange because you wander through it to get to other places.
Yeah, Alice got the whole floor, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so you're doing Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
What did you go as, a witch?
No. Ian was wearing one of those costumes.
Oh,
I don't know.
You didn't go. you just went as Yasmin.
Yes, exactly.
But you're saying quite a few people were dressed up, though, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
All of them, most of them.
Mm.
And they had a pet contest also.
Oh, great.
So they were wearing the Harry Potter costume.
Uh-huh.
That was so cute. And of course they had the reading of the book.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They had a contest too. It was very, very interesting. I guess next year it's gonna be a small place because this time was crowded.
Uh-huh.
So can you imagine next year it's gonna be bigger? So
where exactly did they have it in Pacific Center?
The food court.
Oh, the food court. Oh, no, mm-hmm. there's not that much room there, is there?
Mm-hmm.
No. But that's it. You see, it's not like one of the malls where they've got a lot of open space, is it, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, of course, the area of the bazaar, that's where the crowded was. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a very good activity.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Nice decorations and everything.
I could dress Lala the parrot up as an owl, couldn't I?
Yeah, and also there was a girl with a big owl, but it was a toy, but it moved his face.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was so cute, a white one, yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So it was a sort of an animated toy, I guess.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got a big plastic owl.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my big plastic owl?
Mm.
I think it was hanging around. Because you buy them to scare birds.
Ah, okay.
If you look at the house at the back here behind us, it's got a sort of fairly flat roof. You can see they've got one standing on the roof.
That's why they have that.
That's right. That's
but
it.
They have also an eagle and a lot of big birds.
It's to scare off the birds.
Ah, okay.
And funnily enough, I was listening to a piece, I think it was on BBC, and somebody was talking about this, because they wanted to know how to get rid of pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they make a mess, and there's no, especially in London.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, go out and buy one of these owls and put it on your terrace or wherever it is you go, and that'll scare them away.
Oh.
But he went on to say, mind you, make a point of moving it every week because they're a bit smart. And if you leave it there, they say, that's not
exactly
a real one. Yeah, that's a plastic one. Either that or just get a gun.
Mm-hmm. No. I didn't know that. But they look very real, because the one here in this house, the first time I saw it, I was like, is that real? Looks very real. All of them.
Because we bought it originally when we, not to scare anything off, but remember when we had the caravana, and we had one, we were Harry Potter themed 1 year, and we bought the owl to go with the Harry Potter theme.
Okay.
See, there we go. So is it supermarket day today, or did you do that yesterday?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
You did it yesterday, so this Monday thing has gone out the window, really, isn't it? Yeah.
No, today I have to buy Ian's books.
Oh, yeah, going back to school. But it's not till March.
Yeah, but we have to buy them all now, because
they'll
then
all be sold.
Yeah.
Mm, that's true. When are they going back to school? What date?
It's the first week of March.
First week of March.
Yeah.
Perhaps we'll have another outbreak of some kind of disease, so nobody goes back to school. Because the traffic's a lot better when nobody goes to school.
Yes, but remember we had a very good audience when the school is on. So.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we had a listener. We used to get, that's very true, of course, yes, I forgot about it. All the mums taking the kids. Well, I think I made that mistake, so I think I mentioned something this morning, and I said, to all you kids out there going to school, and I said, oh, no, you're not, are you? So, yeah, so, okay, yeah, because we do get a lot of people listening to us as they take the kids to school. I think it's punishment for the children. If you think the rest of the day is going to be bad, listen to this.
No, that's not true. Remember we had messages of kids, you know?
Yeah, that's WhatsApp. Right. Yeah.
Voice notes, yeah.
And yeah. And of course, when the schools come, we used to have some of the schools bring their kids in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just to show them. Look what happens if you don't get educated. You end up doing a radio program. So what's happening? Listen to one of your days in music. What we got?
Okay, Born Today in Music, born in 1949.
That's a good year, by the way.
Oh, yes.
It's a very good year, 1949, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Alan Lancaster, bassist with English group Status Quo. He left the band in 1984. The group have had over 60 chart hits in the UK, more than any other rock band, including Pictures of Matchstick Men in 1967, Whatever You Want in 1979, and In the Army Now in 2010. 22 of these reached the top 10 in the UK.
Yeah, they did make some good music, but I didn't choose any of those.
Oh, no?
No, because I was looking down the list of their songs. There was only one song I could really put
uh-huh,
on.
Okay.
It's called Margarita Time.
Like anyone else, I take my chance with you.
Status Quo and Margarita Time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Mary Lou, yes, Mary Lou's dropped us a line.
Mm-hmm.
And because she said, have you seen the owls at the food court of the Albrook bus terminal? And I asked, I said, are they imitation? And she says, yes, they're plastic owls with security cameras inside.
Oh, really?
They look so... That's a good idea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm. And she goes on and she just said a bit more, says, since I have a poor vision, I was not sure of what I was seeing. And so I asked one of the cashiers at the food court, and they told me they were cameras. How can I say? That's clever, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because that made people show their face. Like, oh, look, ow. And they go, ah, oh, yes, you're wanted. Where's the police? Yeah. Yeah, it's bad enough when the security cameras are there and you can see them, let alone when they've got security cameras and you can't see them.
Yeah.
So today, what? Anything sort of, you've got any invitations this week that you're going to?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, anybody that's listening, Yasmin is looking for somewhere to go. Okay, museums, press conferences, you name it, she'll be there. All right, so got to keep her busy. And
mm-hmm.
And Ian, you said Ian went to, he went wearing a cape.
Oh yes.
What was he? Who was he?
I don't know. It's one of those schools or from Harry Potter.
Oh, just guess, because I think they all wore capes, didn't they, in the school?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has he got a magic wand?
Yes, he got that.
He's got a magic wand.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And there at the bazaar, he bought a. You know one of those old clocks or watch? I don't know how you say it.
The ones you put in your pocket? Uh-huh, yes, uh-huh. It's called a pocket watch.
That one.
Yeah, okay.
But it was so beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And very cheap.
Very cheap?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be wonderful and cheap at the same time. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
Yeah, it was nice. So yeah. He got that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
So he was happy with that.
I have a pocket watch.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I think I've seen that. Yeah,
my father bought me one when I was... the thing is, you don't often get the opportunity to wear them. Because you know when we used to wear them a lot? Was mm-hmm. when we used to wear waistcoats. Because you used to... even when I was working in the city, your three-piece, your suit always had normally had a waistcoat.
Yes.
And there would be normally like a coin on one end,
mm-hmm.
So it had some weight on it.
Ah,
then there was a chain... Mm-hmm. Which had another little thing where you could put through a button mm-hmm. hole, then mm-hmm. the chain again, and it went to the other pocket with the watch.
Ah, yes.
So you take the watch out, and you look at time, and you put it back again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm. I think I've got a couple somewhere, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But, yeah, all good. So he's sort of really, that's very fashionable. He can make that very fashionable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Having it, yeah.
Yes.
Mm. And you? Are you fashionable? Of course you are. Am I fashionable? Yeah, in the 70s. What else we got to this day, born on this day of music?
Okay, 1960s. Steve Bronski from English group Bronski Beat,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1984 UK number 3 single Small Town Boy. He died in a fire at his flat in Soho, London on 7th December 2021, last year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, age 61.
I don't remember reading about that. Mm-hmm. Because now the Bronski Beat, which was the group, I have to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realise there was a Bronski in the Bronski Beat. Shame on me.
Yeah.
Because I've always said there's one person that I always associate with the Bronski Beat
mm-hmm.
And the Communards and as a standalone singer in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Is the guy who really gave them their sound,
mm-hmm.
and that's Jimmy Somerville.
Okay.
it's better than coffee.
And there we go. That's the second one there from Bronski Beat and the Commonards. And why, as I say, the distinctive sound of Jimmy Somerville doing the vocals for them. There, you heard those before, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's it. So you're off for the rest of the day now. You'll get, well, you will be in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so whoops, you did tell me what you're doing. Cause you, oh, yes, you're not doing supermarket.
No, I'm going to buy some books.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's because, everybody, I was in Arusha yesterday. I popped in, and there was a lady at the counter with the two kids, and you won't believe the number of books she had to buy.
Oh, really?
And a lot of them were like these sort of folios where you can sort of write in and put your notes and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, good grief, that's scary. Just think how much work they got to do. Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway... does Ian enjoy school? Is he sort of one of these people that enjoy school?
Well, he's missing it right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always miss something you don't have.
Well, before, yeah. Before, he didn't like it.
Yeah, okay. Well, by April, he'll had enough. Boy after my own heart. There you go. All right, guys, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too, and everyone.
Yeah, and yeah, that's it. So there we go. And let me see, what have I got for you music-wise? I've got nothing queued up at the moment, so let me just take a look down my my list. Ah, I tell you what, we've got to Take That. This is a good one. Everything changes.
Girl, come over here. Let me hold you for a little while.
That and everything changes, and well, that's sort of really just about wrapping it up for this morning. By the way, tomorrow is Tuesday, so all being well, tomorrow we will be chatting with Andreas, talking about movies. No, but not Tuesday. Must have been Tuesday. That's on Wednesday. Tuesday is our feisty foodie, Sarah. Yeah, we've been linking up with Sarah. She's still up there in Canada. That's in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. Yes, cooking time. That's right. And on Wednesday, we've got Andreas. Thursday, Dr. Computer, Alex Ewan. And Friday, well, it's back to the music day. And with Yasmin, with What, Where and When as well. And, of course, so each day we check in for our everyday story of country folk with Ingrid. Well, that's it then. Let me say my tatas and goodbye to Yes, and of course, my producer, This Day Music Today, here on The Breakfast Show, also doing all of our social media. Also, a big thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, the boys and girls, a group of Grado, keep us up and running, and as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3. Cool FM. So say I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, 6 o'clock in the morning. Just please remember between now and then, do maintain those safety requirements. All right, it's still enforced. There was a sort of bit of false information going on. It made it look as if it was official from the World Health Organization, basically saying that they've said, oh, forget it, it's now just like a cold, you don't have to do anything. That's wrong. All right, still very much the case. We've got to look after ourselves. Wear your mask, going on public transport, have your face shield, do keep washing your hands. Most importantly, stay away from other people, because 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.